The U.S. may be the only military superpower, but it sure isn't the only economic superpower. For instance, almost all consumer electronics are designed and manufactured overseas. The liberal think tank Center for American Progress has proposed a restructuring of the federal government. It suggests creation of a new Department of Competitiveness. Joining us with more is Jonathan Salat, a partner with the law firm Melviny & Myers. He's also former planning director at the Commerce Department. Mr. Salat, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So this new proposal coming out of the Center for American Progress, tell us the background. How did you come up with this idea for a new department?
Sure. I worked at the Commerce Department in the 90s, and at the time, it was obvious that we needed to boost American competitiveness, but it's become very obvious since then. The point you made in the introduction was that we're an innovative nation, but we need to be more innovative. And the fact of the matter is, we need to be more innovative, we need to restore economic growth at a time we need to cut federal spending. That means we have to be just as efficient and effective as possible with the government. So the idea here is to take more than 3,000 federal programs and put them together so they work better for businesses and communities and universities, and they do a better job of giving regional economies what they need to really become competitive in a global economy.
Well, let me just ask this, though, as playing devil's advocate. If there's 3,000 programs that are supposed to help with competitiveness and we're growing less competitive, do we need all those 3,000 programs?
We need to eliminate redundancy. That's what the president suggested in his proposal a couple of weeks ago. It's absolutely right. But do we need more work on competitiveness? Sure. Think about how the United States works right now. We really have regional economies that specialize in important areas: nanotechnology, biotech, agriculture, polymers in Ohio, general aviation in Wichita. They have smart strategies that are created by businesses that help small businesses come into being, big businesses do better, universities work with those businesses, workforce training. The federal government is set up in a bunch of silos that doesn't correspond to the reality of regional economies. And so the federal government isn't as efficient in getting those regional economies the kind of assistance they need. For example, export promotion. That's critically important. It's not something that a region can do on itself because it requires the global network that only the United States government has.
So what exactly would change under this proposal internally at the federal level, and how close does it come to some of the things the president has already been working on?
Sure, it's consistent with what the president proposed, but it takes other ideas that have been put forward by both Republicans and Democrats over the years. The president proposes to combine 6 agencies, including most of the Commerce Department, or about half of the Commerce Department, SBA and USTR. But the president has already said that when he gets the authority to propose reorganization, that he'll consider other ideas. We suggest what we think should be the next step. It's to create a new department that has 4 functions that are very important to innovation. Trade, as the president has suggested, general purpose technologies, economic growth programs like SBA, and then workforce training. Because the fact of the matter is, these all have to come together. That's what makes an economy work, right? It's businesses getting assistance they need. It's workers getting the training they need.
We're speaking with Jonathan Salat. He's a partner at O'Melveny & Myers, the law firm, and former director of Commerce Department's Office of Policy and Strategic Planning, and that was during the Clinton administration. Now, are you proposing that the Commerce Department be subsumed to this new department? There would be no more commerce, or would this be
correct?
An additional, okay.
No, that's it. We suggest the new department contain a good deal of commerce, that the NOAA agency, which is a great agency focusing on environmental issues and similar issues, go into the Interior Department. The president has also proposed that. And that other functions come into this new department. SBA, for example, does a terrific job with small businesses, but it's overlapping function with work that's done in commerce and other places. We think they need to be all in the one place so they can be more effective and they can be managed more effectively.
And has this been vetted at all on Capitol Hill? Because that's where all these things always seem to founder when it comes to conflicting appropriations and oversight committees.
Well, it's true that the committee structure on Capitol Hill will no doubt take a close look at this, but we think what's important about this, my co-author Sean Poole from CAP and myself, is that these ideas have come from Republicans and Democrats, and they come at a time when everybody agrees we have to do two things. We have to cut spending, but we have to boost economic growth. So we think this is a very sensible plan. We think it's bipartisan. We think it gets the biggest bang for the buck. And so we're hopeful that Congress, recognizing as the rest of us do, that we need to be a more competitive nation, will look at this, give the president the authority he suggested, which of course maintains a congressional vote. He's simply asked for the authority to make proposals that get an up or down vote and consider the kinds of ideas we've put forward. We really think that if members of Congress listen to people on the ground in the states, in the regions who are working to create new businesses, build businesses, boost research, help workers, they will see that this plan makes sense.
And so what do you do with the plan now? I mean, we're sort of in campaign mode on both sides, so it's kind of hard to get initiatives like this underway at this time. What do you do with the plan?
We're very hopeful that the president's proposal will be accepted by Congress, because we think we can't wait any longer for this kind of restructuring of government, right? We have challenges in the 21st century that are very different than the challenges of the early 20th century when most of this government organization was created. This proposal is not a partisan proposal. It ought to be considered in an election year. It would be good for Congress and the president to work together on an initiative like this.